Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about protecting your heart. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Bearing Burdens and Protecting Your Heart. Written and read by Emily Rose Massey. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Although I know to run to Jesus when I'm emotional, weary, or anxious, when I am around others who are going through a dark time or just need to vent, I sometimes find myself tempted to take on their negativity and anxiety, and then I inevitably feel all the feels. I want to help them through the struggle. I want to bear their burdens, like the Bible says we are to do. Galatians 6, verse 2. I want to be empathetic towards them, to put myself in their shoes. All good things, right? Sure. As long as you don't lace up those shoes and run off with them. Ultimately, we cannot control the sadness or destruction going on in the world or in others' lives around us, nor can we control others' behaviors or actions. But we can control how we react to it all and keep our very own emotions in check. Before we become involved in someone else's problem or emotional experience, I believe the most important thing we must do is to guard our own heart. Proverbs 4, verse 23 reminds us, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. We don't want our heart to become someone else's dumpster, especially if that person is taking advantage of your kindness and compassion. Considering the heart is the soil in which we bear good fruit, Luke 8, verse 15. We must protect it from negativity, worldliness, worry, bitterness, anxiety, etc. at all costs. Those things will only act like weeds that may hinder the growth of the seed of the Word of God in your life. Intersecting faith and life. We have all experienced loss and pain in our lives, whether that is a loved one passing away, divorce, infidelity, miscarriage, infertility, financial crisis, losing a job. Really, the list could go on and on. Since no one is exempt from encountering tragedy and difficult seasons, as humans, we all have this common bond. That's why when the news breaks about a tragic or traumatic event in the world, like a mass shooting or the sudden death of a dear friend, normally, it cuts us deep in the heart. Often, a part of us hurts for those who are hurting. As Christians, we are called to mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice. Romans 12, verse 15. Sometimes pain may hit closer to home than what popped up in your newsfeed on Facebook or Instagram, or in the breaking news you might have caught on TV. It might have happened to a coworker, a best friend, or even your own spouse. In this instance, we mourn with them. We lend our ear and our shoulder for them to cry on. Sometimes we find ourselves crying with them. Our hearts are heavy because we see them suffering in some way, and everything in us wants to either take the pain away or fix their situation. The best thing we can do is simply stand with them in their pain and point them to the only one who can bring wholeness, peace, and comfort. Encourage them with scripture, because it'll be an anchor of hope to them in their storm. Pray with them and for them anytime the Lord prompts you to. Walk with them in their trial and grief so that they know they are not alone in their suffering. Of course, if they are a believer, they will always have the Lord's nearness. But God put you in the people's lives who are struggling for precisely that very reason, just to be near. Through this time, you can encourage them with scripture and remind them and you to always turn to the Lord when you're in need. Allow God's word to keep you filled up with hope so that others' difficulties do not drain you. Yes, we are called to carry one another's burdens, but most importantly, we help them carry those burdens to Jesus, the one who strengthens us on our journey and promises true peace and rest. Further reading, Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, 1 Peter 5, verse 7.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.